Blog Talk Radio.
Peace, blessings, and eternal happiness, everyone. I am Yakanai, your host. Thank you for tuning in for another week of Spoken Word Entertainment. This is our very first show for this year. We want to kick it off on the right note by definitely saying thank you to all of our listeners, our supporters, our friends, our Facebook family, and all of our supporters, SWIP, Poetry Chapter, the Healthy Living Program staff, and all of you for dedicating your time, your patience, and your devotion to our cause. I want to give gratitude for our ancestors, those that have gone before us. I want to attribute my condolences to the victims of Haiti, tribute to our Haitian family over in Haiti and abroad. My heart goes out to you for your loss. We are planning on doing a special Black History Month television show, live televised show, and a tribute to Haiti, February 24th, which is this upcoming Wednesday at 5 o'clock p.m., the WSO TV 26, East Angeles, Illinois. Those of you that are interested in either performing or sitting in the audience, please give us a call at area code 618-250-2497. Send us an email by going to www.thehealthylivingprogram.com and you will find the information on there. So definitely tune in, and we'd love to have you on the show performing or even as an audience. Today, we will have a few highlights for our loved ones, our Haiti victims. And we'll take a few moments to silence down, and then we'll continue with the show. It's always good to reflect and to meditate and give thanks for the things that we have, and not to take them or it and life for granted. It's very critical and crucial that we understand this. I was going to the store to pay my cell phone bill, and I ran into this young guy. He was about 18 years old, and he had asked me if I could support him on selling his CD. He was selling his CD. R&B, and you know, he's a young brother trying to do what he can to survive in this world. Recession has definitely taken its toll, so I support positiveness, and so of course I said yes. And so the brother he got the thing in, and he wanted me to listen to his CD, and immediately I said, you know what? That's good. What are you doing positive in the community? Where do you see yourself? And he's like, oh, man, you know, I'm staying out of trouble. I'm doing what I can, staying positive, staying focused. I was like, well, you're on the right track. And his brother's name is Tuwan. T-Wan. I'll be playing a few tracks of his, and we'll look forward to having him on the show, and he'll tell you more about him and his life story. This first piece is entitled Can We Get Over It? And it's by T. Wan. So please tell me your thoughts. Thank you. We'll be back with more Spoken Word Entertainment. Callers, please give us a call. The call-in number today is area code 347-857-1587. 347-857 1587. Thank you so much. Stay tuned for more Spoken Word Entertainment here on our Blog Talk Radio show. T1, can we get over it? That piece was by a brother by the name of T. Juan. Can we get over it? Give us a call. Again, the call-in number today, is area code 347-857-1587. We'd love to hear you. We'd love to hear your thoughts, your poetry, your spoken word, your comedy, your prose. Definitely call us. All right, guys. So, again, we were sending our condolences out to victims of Haiti. So much tragedy is going on in this world. And, again, my heart goes out to the families in Haiti. We are in the process of developing a program where we can assist the victims of Haiti. We'll be doing a collecting donations to submit and send over there to the organization that supports Haiti. And again, we'll be doing a live televised show at WSO TV 26 this Wednesday, February 24th, 5:00 p.m. We're asking committed, interested parties to be there no later than 4:30 p.m. and call for more information pertaining to it. Again, we can be reached at area code 618-250-2497 for more detailed information about the Black History Month show and tribute to Haiti. It is Black History Month, and I was given some pertinent information. Brother Shambe and I, we were talking about the true life of Harriet Tubman, and he had shed some light on me about Harriet Tubman that I didn't know, and some of you may not be aware of either. So I definitely want to take a few moments and go over that information. The phone lines are open and available for you guys to call in. Again, the call-in number is 347-857-1587. Give us a call. The true story, the true life of Harriet Tubman, I should say. Very inspirational. It really touched me. Really touched me. So while we are waiting our callers to call in, I will share with you guys some of that information pertaining to that particular story that we're talking about, true lifestyle or the true life of Harriet Tubman. And this is public information that can be accessed. While Harriet Tubman remains one of history's best-known African Americans, until recently there have been few biographies of her written for adults. Because her life is inspiring, there are appropriately many children's stories about Harriet Tubman, but these tend to stress her early life, her own escape from slavery, and her work with the Underground Railroad. Less well known and neglected by many historians are her Civil War services and her activities in the nearly 50 years she lived after the Civil War ended. In this article, you'll find details about Harriet Tubman's life in slavery and her work as a conductor on the Underground Railroad. But you'll also find information about Harriet Tubman's later and less known work and life. Life in slavery. Well, let's talk a little bit about that. Harriet Tubman was born into slavery in Dorchester County on the eastern shore of Maryland on the plantation of Edward Brodas, or Brodits. Her birth name was Araminta, and she was called Minty until she changed her name to Harriet in her early teen years. Her parents, Benjamin Ross and Harriet Green, were enslaved Ashanti Africans who had 11 children and saw many of the older children sold into the Deep South. At 5 years old, Araminta was rented to neighbors to do housework. She was never very good at household chores and was beaten regularly by her owners and those who rented her. She was, of course, not educated to read or write, She eventually was assigned work as a field hand, which she preferred to household work. Although she was a small woman, she was strong, and her time working in the fields probably contributed to her strength. At age 15, she sustained a head injury when she deliberately blocked the path of the overseer pursuing an uncooperative fellow slave and was hit by the heavy weight the overseer tried to fling at the other slave. Harriet, who probably sustained a severe concussion, was ill for a long time recovering from this injury and never fully recovered. She had periodic sleeping fits, which in the early years after her injury made her less attractive as a slave to others who wanted her services. When the old master died, the son who inherited the slaves was able to hire Harriet out to a lumber merchant, where her work was appreciated and where she was allowed to keep some money she earned from extra work. In 1844-1845, Harriet married John Tubman, a free black. The marriage was apparently not a good match from the beginning. It was shortly after her marriage that Harriet hired a lawyer to investigate her own legal history and discovered that her mother had been freed on a technicality on the death of a former owner. The lawyer advised Harriet that a court would be unlikely to hear the case, so Tubman dropped it. But knowing that she should have been born free, not a slave, caused her to contemplate freedom and resent her situation. In 1849, several events came together to motivate Harriet Tubman to act. She heard that two of her brothers were about to be sold to the Deep South, and her husband threatened to sell herself too. She tried to persuade her brothers to escape with her, but ended up leaving alone, making her way to Philadelphia and freedom. More from Harriet Tubman, or more about Harriet Tubman in just a few moments. So again, this is vital information that I had just recently come in contact with and had not previously known, that Harriet Tubman, in short, was actually born free and was not a slave, as we've been told and taught in history. So with no further ado, we'll be going to the phone lines in just a few minutes. We have a caller on the line. We just played Can We Get Over It by T1. We'll play another song. It's entitled Extraordinary, also by T1, and then we'll go to the phone lines after this. So stay tuned with more Spoken Word Entertainment here on our BTR radio show. Peace and blessings. We'll be back. All right, we're going to try that again. Looks like we're having a few technical difficulties, but we'll get it back up and running in just a few moments. So you guys just bear with me. We're going to the phone lines right now, and then we'll try to get the song back up and running in just a little bit. So hold on.
I wish I could. Cause I really thought that you loved me. Never thought you'd place someone above me. But I was wrong. Then you took my heart and you broke it up in my face.
I forgot what the hell I'm about.
And you took
I'm already
my
another
love
president
and
poet.
Left me alone without a trace. Why, baby, it feels like when you can't go to sleep at night, sometimes you have to cry. Baby, it feels like when you can't go to sleep at night, sometimes you have to cry. Tell me why you don't. You were sleeping with someone that's on the side. I was too blind to see. All I needed to know was in front of me. I thought that I was ready, but it came unexpectedly. Baby, it feels like when you can't go to sleep at night, sometimes you have to cry. Baby, it feels like when you can't go to sleep at night, sometimes you have to cry.
Okay, you guys were listening to that piece entitled Tell Me by T1. And we're going to the phone lines now to get them on. 3, 2, 1. Let's see if we get them on now. I had this phone line open just a minute ago. So we're having a few technical issues. T1, if you hear us, stay on the line and We're going to get you on in just a few minutes. Just make sure there's no background noise when we get your phone line back open. And in the meantime, I'll try to play this other song entitled Extraordinary, and then I'll keep trying to open up your phone line, and then I'll cue you in. So hopefully we'll be able to get you on real soon. In the meantime, guys, I hope you are enjoying the show so far. You just heard that piece entitled Tell Me by T. Juan. I want to welcome our guests inside of our chat room. Please register with Blog Talk Radio to have your voice heard, and also to engage inside the chat room and get the information that we're going to be posting inside of our chat room as well. So just bear with us. It seems that we're having some issues with the phone lines, but hopefully we'll get it back up and running real soon. But in the meantime, yeah, I'm trying to play another song by T. Juan. We'll be right back in just a few moments. Just bear with us. I'll get another song playing. While we are waiting on the system to update, I just want to remind you guys that earlier we talked about Haiti, our Haiti victims, and we send our condolences out to our Haitian family, those that lost loved ones, and just want to encourage them and send our prayers and condolences their way. It's not easy losing loved ones. It's definitely not. All right, looks like we have phone lines open. Area code 314, your phone line is open. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. Is this T.Y.?
Yes, sir. How you doing, Yakina?
Hey, I'm doing
great.
Good. Thanks for calling the show. It's great to have you, man. Looks like we were having, you know, experiencing a few technical problems with the phone line, but glad you held on as long as you did. So when we first started the show, we played your piece entitled Can We Get Over It? So mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit more about you as the artist. You know, what was your inspiration behind writing? What made you decide to start writing and singing? Tell us a little bit more about that and then go into explaining Can We Get It Over or Can We Get Over It? Tell us a little bit more about that as well.
Well, I first started wanting to write and sing when I first learned how to sing when I was 8 years old. And I came up in church, you know, just like any other singer. I came up in church, and I always wanted to be something out of life, and that was my thing, to sing. So I just realized, like, why can't I just sing? Why don't I just go ahead and make up my mind and go ahead and sing? And that's what made me wanted to. That's what made me want to go ahead and sing. And I was watching all my other brothers and my cousins, and they was doing their thing, and I wanted to do something that was different. So what I chose to do, I chose to take my talent and to turn it into a weapon, to turn it into one of my dreams that I wanted. So the song Can We Get Over It, that's actually a song that's a part of my life. It was inspired by something that went on in my life. And I first started writing it when I was going through it. So I guess I could say.
What was your struggle?
What the struggle was I was going through this relationship with my baby mama, and
mm-hmm.
and we was going through, you know, a lot of arguments and, you know, what couples do. So
mm-hmm.
so what I chose to do was, since since I was in the process of, you know, starting to write, I chose to write about my life and what was going on in my life.
Okay.
And when I thought about Can We Get Over It and what we was going through, it all came together like, wow, this the name of this song goes with a part of the events that goes on in my life right now. So that's what made me want to write Can We Get Over It.
Okay. We also played another piece. It was entitled Tell Me. Can you explain that?
Tell me is a part of my life too, because at a point in time, me and my baby mom was going through our relationship, so we was on bad terms, and I started to feel like she didn't love me no more. So I started to think about it, like, tell me why you don't love me no more, to myself, and then something just ringed in my head. It was like a light bulb came on, and from that point on, I just started writing about everything that was going on in my life. All the songs that I have is basically a part of every event that's in my life.
Okay. So you're writing kind of like an autobiography, basically through song.
Yeah.
Okay. So you write a lot about love, relationships. You write or sing about other things like life, inspiration, tragedies, or is it more so?
Oh no! I love to sing about anything. If I can create it, if I can come up with it, then I'm gonna write it down. Mm-hmm. And if it makes sense to me, then I'm gonna put it out there for y'all to listen to.
Okay. And then tell me this: how old are you?
I'm 18.
18
years
old.
And
you've been singing since you were 8 years old.
Yeah, I've been singing since I was 8 years
That's
old.
That's good. That's good. You know, I had to tell our story. At the beginning of the show, I had told our story how we met, and walking past the store, the phone store, and I told the listeners that, you know, he was like, hey man, can you support my CD? You know, I'm a singer, sing R&B, and you know, me being a guy that I'm, man, I'm like, yeah, we could definitely do that, and just tell them how I listen to you. And you know, you told me that you were doing some positive in the community, and you're staying out of trouble and trying to stay afloat and come on your CD and moving on with your life. And I was like, yeah, definitely. So, you know, I definitely want to have you on the show, man. And it's good to have you and brothers like you, you know, doing what you can to survive and, you know, keeping it on the up and up and on a positive note in the community, man, because, you know, communities, man, they've gone down a lot. But it's good that, you know, you found something to keep you out of trouble and out of the penal institution, out of jail and all of that. So, man, you know, we definitely want to commend you, you know, on what you're doing, you know, and we really do appreciate that. I'm going to try to play another one of your songs, man, Extraordinary. So see if we can get it to play now. And we'll be back with more. You guys are listening to T. Juan, and you're originally from St. Louis, Missouri. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, he
that
is originally
correct.
From St. Louis, Missouri. So the brother is an all-around international artist. The brother travels all around the world. I mean, just promoting himself, doing what he do. Louisiana, the brother just be traveling everywhere. So T. Juan, if they're interested in contacting you, before we go to this next song, how can they reach you? If someone wants to promote you on a TV show, on a radio show, or have you come out and perform for them, where can they meet you at? Do you got a MySpace page, a Facebook page, whatever kind of page, a Bebo? There's so many of them out there. Or even a phone number where you could be reached at.
Yes, you can look me up on Facebook. Because that's where I'm at now. I just recently put on a page on Facebook. You know, I told a little bit about myself. And that's where you can reach me at. I stay on the internet almost 24/7. If I'm not doing my music, if I'm not promoting my music, that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to look for other sources and other ways that I can put my music out there.
Okay, good. That's good. So on Facebook, what's your name on Facebook? How can you be found on Facebook?
Well, my name is Antoine Smith. That's my American name, or would you call it my government name? Yes, sir.
So you guys heard it, Antoine Smith, and go ahead and spell your name for us while we're on
that's
here, so our listeners can.
Yeah, that's capital A N T O-I-N-E. Last name Smith, S-M-I-T-H.
Okay, and then you guys heard it, so you should be able to find him online. And what about email or phone number? Do you have
Yes, I have it. I have an email and I have a phone number you can reach me at.
Okay. Can you give us your phone number?
Phone number is 314-327-3892.
And then repeat that one more time.
That's 314-327-3892.
Okay. So you guys heard it from Antoine Smith. Definitely give him a call. You have a CD cover on Facebook?
A CD cover? No, sir. That's what I'm working on now. That's the reason I am promoting my music. I'm trying to get ahead. I'm trying to get more further than I am now.
Okay, good. Because while I'm on Facebook right now, make sure I can find you so I can add you on as well. Our name is Spoken Word Entertainment on Facebook, so we definitely want to stay connected. We definitely want to stay connected. So what we're going to do is we're going to try to play another song by Antoine Smith, or T-Wan as he goes by.
Extraordinary. Every time you go away, it's feeling like my heart is leaving me. Gonna get me so confused, and I don't even know what to do. My heart is racing, girl, you got me racing. Don't wanna look like a fool, cause you get me and I'm stuck on you. You get me in the hole, girl, I don't ever wanna let you go. Girl, I can't get used to this, cause I can't take control of it. But I know it's gonna be okay, cause I'm gonna love you anyway. But girl, I just have to say, and every time I see your face, it takes my breath away. I'm just looking for the day when you really understand that all I wanna do is be a tender loving man. Somebody to provide and keep your soul warm inside. And you already know we should down the ride. Then we can hit the streets and be like Bonnie and Clyde. Then we can hit the streets and be like Bonnie and Clyde.
I don't know why, but you take my breath every time you go away. I don't know why, but you take my breath from me and make me weak. I don't know why, but you take my breath every time you go away. I don't know why, but you take my breath from me and make me weak.
You wonder why the paparazzi always try to stop us, cause everybody's fans and they just like to watch. The love that we share, baby, one of a kind, and ain't nobody ever gonna stop our shine. The passion, the growth has became successful, so we can't let a soldier inside our threshold. You gotta keep it together, I'm letting you know that I don't ever, ever wanna let you go.
I don't know why, but you take my breath every time you go.
Okay, we are back, guys. Thank you for tuning in to more Spoken Word Entertainment here on our BTR radio show. Also, you can find us at Facebook at www.facebook.com/spokenwordentertainment.com. Okay, T-Y, you still with us, brother?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. All right, we're going to play that piece again. Can we get it over, or can we get over it? I apologize. Can we get over it? And then we'll be back with finishing words, a final word from T1. And, T1, if you see us on Facebook, definitely add us on our Spoken Word Entertainment. That's INNER-tainment. Spoken Word Entertainment on Facebook is our name. And stay in tune with us on Facebook as well. So with no further ado, we're going to go to the next piece. It is entitled, Can We Get Over It? By T1, and then we'll be back. The call-in number today is area code 347-857-1587. Give us a call. You're listening to Spoken Word Entertainment. Your host, Yak and I, the compassion and the merciful peace, blessings, and eternal happiness. We'll be back with more. Try to play this song again, actually. Can we get over it? Try to refresh it and get it going again. Well, in the meantime, T.Y., you got any final words you want to share with us for today?
Excuse me?
Do you have any final words you'd like to share with us today?
Any words I want to share with you? Well, what I would like to share with you is if there's any other artists out there or any other kids. Or it doesn't matter how old you are. If you have a talent out there, and if you got something that you really are good at, I would advise you to keep working hard at it. And practice makes perfect. You can never be too good for where you are now. You can always be better than you are now. So I want you always to keep the encouragement in you, and never look down. Never keep your head down. Always keep your head up. Because there's always an opportunity around the corner just waiting for you. All you got to do is work your way up to it.
And that's key, and we're glad that you mentioned that. You guys are hearing it directly from T1. This brother's 18 years old. He has the knowledge of a 35-year-old mature male. This brother is doing his thing, so y'all give it up for T1, definitely. And we want to have him back on the show again. Again, definitely T1. Stay in contact with us, brother, and we look forward to having you on our BTR radio show again, man. Like I said, you can find us on Facebook, Spoken Word Entertainment.com, and then you can listen to the show as well. And then we'd love to have you on our TV show as well, man. You know, we do Spoken Word
thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, man. Peace and blessings. You have a good day.
All right, you too.
All right, peace.
Peace.
All right, so you guys were hearing from T1. I mean, brother dropped knowledge. He dropped mad knowledge to you guys. So for the youngsters out there, teenagers, like you said, you know, never let someone take your dreams away from you. Whatever you want to do, you can become and do and be whatever it is you want to become and do. We are going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with more. Spoken Word Entertainment here on our BTR radio show. I want to thank you guys for tuning in and listening to our show. And we'll be back with more in just a few moments. Thank you.
Back to the door. I know what you like and what you wanna do. Decisions, decisions, they all got me so confused. I'm losing my head, but it's at a resistance. And listen to the words that you say. Now wait a minute, let me explain. Cause I just can't keep going back and forth through this pain. And I don't wanna really move on, so wanna let go. Cause I know it's temporarily. Girl, when you get mad at me, so can we get over it? Can we get over it? Can we get over it? Girl, can we just let it go? Can we get over it? Can we get over it? Can we get over it? Girl, can we get to make up? Can we get over it? Can we get over it? Can we get over it? Girl, can we just let it be? Can we get over it?
but you don't wanna cover. You just keep on stalling. I just put my all in.
Wait a minute, let me explain. Cause I just can't keep going back and forth through this pain. And I don't wanna live to move on.
You guys were listening to T.Y., an 18-year-old brother originally from the St. Louis area. The brother's international artist. He travels around a lot, and the brother's really doing his thing. You heard his message. He says, you know, if you got something, you know, he was talking to the youngsters out there. He said, if you have something positive, you know, and you want to do something positive and become someone great, and not only in the community but in life, then keep your head up. Keep your eyes on the prize, and don't let no one deter you, because life is what you make it. You can make it harder. You can make it easy. But definitely keep your eyes on the prize and don't let nobody steal your joy. Don't let nobody take your birthright away from you, because the future is definitely yours. The future is definitely yours. All right, so we're going to continue with more of the true lifestyle of Harriet Tubman. We're talking about Harriet Tubman's lifestyle, how she was actually born a free person, in spite of what we're accustomed to hearing, that she was actually born a slave. So we were talking about that and discussing that. We're going to continue more with that, because there's a little bit more of information that I want to share with you guys that's very pertinent to our discussion today. And since this is Black History Month, we definitely want to hear you guys in on that. And again, send our condolences to the victims of Haiti. All right, continuing on with Harriet Tubman's story, it says, the year after Harriet Tubman's arrival in the North, she decided to return to Maryland to free her sister and her sister's family. In the next 16 years, she returned 18 or 19 more times, bringing a total of over 200 slaves out of slavery. So again, the short version of it, those of you that are just now tuning in to the show, we were talking about Harriet Tubman, how she lived, you know, 50 years after the Civil War, and how she actually provided service and was enlisted in the Civil War, actually. And we talked about that, how her mom and dad was slavery, and then one of the slave owners had passed away, and he had, you know, died. And Harriet Tubman had later found out that, you know, after she had gotten an attorney, that it was decreed that, you know, she was actually born free, instead of what we've been taught. So we're going to continue on with the story. It says, Harriet Tubman's organizing ability was key to her success. She had to work with supporters on the clandestine Underground Railroad, as well as give messages to the slaves, since she met them away from the plantation to avoid detection. They usually left on a Saturday evening, as the Sabbath might delay anyone noticing their absence for another day. And if anyone did note their flight, the Sabbath would certainly delay anyone from organizing an effective pursuit of publishing a reward. So the sister was very smart, very smart. Harriet Tubman was only about 5 feet tall, but she was smart and she was strong, and she carried a large rifle. She used the rifle not only to intimidate pro-slavery people they might meet, but also to keep any of the slaves from backing out. She threatened anyone who seemed like they were about to be, telling them that dead Negroes tell no tales. A slave who returned from one of these trips could betray too many secrets who had helped what paths the flights had taken, how messages were passed. When Harriet Tubman had first arrived in Philadelphia, she was, under the law of the time, a free woman. But the next year, with the passage of the Fugitive Slave Act, her status changed. She became instead a fugitive slave, and all citizens were obligated under the law to aid in her recapture and return. So she had to operate as quietly as possible, but nevertheless, she was soon known throughout abolitionist circles and the freedmen's community. As the impact of the Fugitive Slave Act became clear, Harriet Tubman began guiding her passengers on the Underground Railroad all the way to Canada, where they would be truly free. From 1851 through 1857, she herself lived part of the year in St. Catharines, Canada, as well as spending some time in the area of Auburn, New York, where many of the citizens were anti-slavery. In addition to her twice-a-year trips back to Maryland to help slaves escape, Harriet Tubman developed her already substantial oratorical skills and began more openly to appear as a public speaker at anti-slavery meetings and, by the end of the decade, at women's rights meetings, too. A price had been placed on her head, and at one time as high as $12,000 and later even $40,000. Yet, she was never betrayed. So, again, this is all new information to me, and it's a lot of information that I had not known prior to listening to, the conversation that Sean Bain and I was having about, Harriet Tubman. And so the information, again, is public, and it's available. It's available to us. All right, let's continue on with more of the true life of Harriet Tubman. All right. It says, among those she brought out of slavery were members of her own family. Harriet Tubman freed three of her brothers in 1854, bringing them to St. Catharines. In 1857, on one of her trips to Maryland, Harriet Tubman was able to bring both of her parents to freedom. She first established them in Canada, but they could not take the climate, and so she settled them on land she bought in Auburn with the aid of abolitionist supporters. Pro-slavery writers criticized her strongly for bringing her frail, elderly parents to the hardship of their life in the North. In 1851, she returned to see her husband, John Tubman, only to find that he'd remarried and was not interested in leaving. Interesting. Her trips were largely financed by her own funds, so she raised her own money to free slaves. Her trips were largely financed by her own funds, earned as a cook and laundress, but she did get other support from many of the leading figures of New England and many key abolitionists. Harriet Tubman knew and received support from Susan B. Anthony, William H. Seward, Ralph Waldo Emerson, Horace Mann, and the Alcotts, including educator Bronson Alcott and writer Louisa May Alcott. Many of these supporters, like Susan B. Anthony, gave Tubman use of their homes and stations on the Underground Railroad. Tubman also had crucial support from abolitionist William Steele of Philadelphia and Thomas Garrett of Wilmington, Delaware. When John Brown was organizing for a rebellion that he believed would end slavery, he consulted with Harriet Tubman then in Canada. She supported his plans at Harper's Ferry, helped to raise funds in Canada, helped recruit soldiers, and she intended to be there to help him take the armory to supply guns to slaves who they believed would rise up in rebellion against their enslavement. But she became ill and was not at Harper's Ferry when John Brown's raid failed and his supporters were killed or arrested. She mourned the death of her friends in the raid and continued to hold John Brown as a hero. Harriet Tubman's trips to the South as Moses, as she came to be known for leading her people to freedom, ended as the Southern states began to succeed to form the Confederacy and the government of Abraham Lincoln prepared for war. After war broke out, Harriet Tubman went south to assist and work with contraband, escaped slaves who were attached to the Union Army. She also briefly went to Florida on a similar mission. In 1862, Governor Andrew of Massachusetts arranged for Harriet Tubman to go to Beaufort, South Carolina, as a nurse and teacher to the Gulag people of the Sea Islands, who had been left behind by their owners when they fled the advance of the Union Army, which remained in control of the islands. The next year, the Union Army asked Harriet Tubman to organize a network of scouts and spies among the black men of the area. She not only organized a sophisticated information gathering operation, she led several parades herself in pursuit of information. Not so incidentally, another purpose of these forays was to persuade slaves to leave their masters, meaning to join the regiments of black soldiers. Her years as Moses and her ability to move about secretly were excellent background for this new assignment. In July of 1863, Harriet Tubman led troops under the command of Colonel James Montgomery in the Combahee River Expedition, disrupting southern supply lines by destroying bridges and railroads. The mission also freed more than 750 slaves transporting them. Harriet Tubman is credited not only with significant leadership responsibilities for the mission itself, but with seeming to calm the slaves and keep the situation at hand. Tubman came under Confederate fire on this mission. General Saxton, who reported the raid to Secretary of War Stanton, said, "This is the only military command in American history wherein a woman, black or white, led the raid and under whose inspiration it was originated and conducted." Tubman reported later that most of the freed slaves joined the colored regiment. Harriet Tubman was also present for the defeat of the 54th Massachusetts, the black unit led by Robert Gould Shaw. You guys are listening to Spoken Word Entertainment. The call-in number today is area code 347-857-1587. 347-857-1587. I want to thank Lady Blue for coming into the chat room and our other guests that came in as well. So this is some new information, and we'll be posting this information for you guys to definitely check out as well. I'll be providing links to the story about Harriet Tubman as well, too. So just bear with me, and be back in just a few more moments with more of the true life of Harriet Tubman. Stay tuned, and we'll be back. Okay, we're posting the information inside of our chat room. The website is http www.womenshistory.about.com/OD/Harriet, HARRIETTUBMAN. That's Harriet Tubman, /A/Tubman, slavery. So definitely check that out at www.womenshistory.about.com. And you have all the informative information pertaining to the true lifestyle of Harriet Tubman. We're going to continue on more story about Harriet Tubman in just a few moments, so bear with us. Okay. Catherine Clinton in Divided Houses, Gender, and the Civil War suggests that Harriet Tubman may have been allowed to go beyond women's traditional boundaries more than most women because of her race. Harriet Tubman believed that she was in the employ of the U.S. Army. When she received her first paycheck, she spent it to build a place where free black women could earn a living doing laundry for the soldiers. But then she wasn't paid regularly again and wasn't given the military rations she believed she was entitled to. She was paid only a total of $200 in 3 years of service. She supported herself in her work by selling baked goods and root beer, which she worked on after her work duties were complete. After the war was over, she was never paid back her military pay, and when she applied for a pension, her application was denied. Secretary of State William Seward, Colonel T.W. Higginson, and General Rufus supported her claim, but it was denied. Harriet Tubman did eventually receive a pension, but as the widow of a soldier, her second husband. In the immediate aftermath of the Civil War, Harriet Tubman worked to establish schools for freedom for freedmen in South Carolina. While she never learned to read and write, she appreciated the value of education for the future of freedom. Harriet Tubman soon returned to her home in Auburn, New York, which served as her base for the rest of her life. Her husband, John Tubman, who had remarried soon after she left slavery, died in 1867, and in 1869, Harriet married again. Her second husband, Nelson Davis, had been a Union Army soldier and was more than 20 years younger than Harriet. Harriet Tubman welcomed several young children into her home and raised them as if they were her own. She also provided shelter and support for a number of aged, impoverished former slaves. To finance her own living and support her and her support of others, she worked with Sarah Hopkins Bradford in publishing Scenes of the Life of Harriet Tubman. The publication was initially financed by abolitionists, including Wendell Phillips and Gerrit Smith, but later, the latter, a supporter of John Brown and first cousin of Elizabeth Cady Stanton. Harriet Tubman also worked with her friend Susan B. Anthony on woman suffrage and toured to speak about her experiences as Moses. Queen Victoria invited her to England for the Queen's birthday and sent Harriet and sent Tubman a silver medal. In 1886, Mrs. Bradford wrote, "With Tubman's help, a second book, Harriet, the Moses of Her People, a full-scale biography of Tubman to further help with Tubman's support." In the 1890s, having lost her battle to get a military pension on her own, Tubman was able to collect that pension as the widow of Nelson Davis. In 1896, in a touching link to the next generation of African-American women activists, Harriet Tubman spoke at the first meeting of the National Association of Colored Women, thinking of the future and continuing her support for aged and poor African-Americans. Harriet Tubman established a home incorporated in 1903 and opened in 1908, initially called the John Brown Home for Aged and Indigent Colored People, and later named for her instead of Brown. The home to which she moved in 1911 continued for several years after her death on March 10, 1913, of pneumonia. She was buried with full military honors to honor her memory. A World War II Liberty ship was named for Harriet Tubman. In 1978, she was featured on a commemorative stamp in the U.S. Her home has been named a National Historic Landmark. And in 2000, New York Congressman Adolphus Towns introduced a bill to grant Tubman the veteran status she was denied in her lifetime. The four phases of Harriet Tubman's life, her life as a slave, as an abolitionist, and conductor on the Underground Railroad, as a Civil War soldier, nurse, spy, and scout, and a social reformer and charitable citizen, are all important aspects of this woman's long life of dedication and service. All these phases deserve attention and further study. Find books about Harriet Tubman from a biography written with her assistance during her lifetime to newer biographies. So you guys are listening to Spoken Word Entertainment here on our BTR radio show, and we were talking about the true lifestyle of Harriet Tubman. So we want to thank you guys for tuning in for another show. And we are signing out. Peace, blessings, and eternal happiness. We want to thank you all. Wish you all a very productive Black History Month, and also sending a tribute to Haiti, the victims of Haiti. Peace, blessings, and eternal happiness. Yakna, your host, signing out. Please visit our website at www.thehealthylivingprogram.com. TheHealthyLivingProgram.com.